My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, before Christ was born many years ago, December 25th was regarded as the pagan's day for sacrifices. Later in the year 533 AD, a man called Constantine, the head of the then Roman Church, which is today the Roman Catholic Church, changed December 25th from being the pagan's day for sacrifices to the day of celebration and reenactment of the birth of Christ into the world as man. He called it Christmas, which means the Mass of Christ. Christmas is a combination of two words, Christ and the Mass. In Hebrew language, Christ means the anointed one, the chosen one. And in Greek, Mass, M-O-A-S, means a big gathering of people. Thus, Christmas means the gathering of the people of Christ, his followers. The primary purpose of Christ coming into the world is to redeem humanity from damnation. His coming brought peace and joy, happiness, forgiveness into a disordered world. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today as we celebrate Christmas, I would like us to reflect on 3 points. Number one, love. Number two, happiness. Number three, forgiveness. And these 3 points are reflected in the readings of today. Let us look at love. In English language, we have only one word for love, and that is L-O-V-E. For example, I can say, I love fish. I can equally say, I love the game of soccer. A married man can equally say that he loves his wife. In these 3 instances, the word love, L-O-V-E, is used. And in these 3 instances, they mean the dissenting. But in Greek, we have 3 major words for love, and they mean 3 different things altogether. Number one is eros, E-R-O-S. Eros in Greek means love of friendship, the love you have for your friend, or the love you have for an object. And when this love becomes so worldly, it is called erotic love, and that is not a good word. Another word for love in Greek is philia, P-H-I-L-I-A, philia. It means brotherly love, the love for humanity, the love for people created in the image and likeness of God. This is the kind of love that the philanthropists show when they donate things for the good of a community or for the good of the poor in our midst. All of us know the city called Philadelphia here in the United States. This is where that city derived its name. Thus, Philadelphia means the city of brotherly love. Another word for love in Greek is agape. A-G-A-P-E. Agape means the love of God for humanity. God's love for us. In the Gospel of St. John, chapter 15, verse 13, Jesus says, "No one can have a greater love than to lay down his life for his friends." This is the kind of love that Jesus is talking about in the Gospel of St. John. And agape is used 250 times in the New Testament. You can see how strong that love is. Now, there are two ways we can show love: vertical or horizontal. Vertical means our love for God. Horizontal deals with our love for our neighbor. Some of us who did mathematics in school, we know what is called graph. A graph has two lines, vertical and horizontal. And the vertical line and the horizontal line must have a meeting point at zero. If there is no meeting point, it is not a graph. Likewise, when we say we love God and hate our neighbor, it doesn't go. That love is not complete because it has no meeting point. Now, let us look at happiness. A philosopher called Aristotle defines happiness as the activity of the soul in accord with perfect virtues. And he distinguishes between four levels of happiness. The first level, which is the lowest level, he calls it letus. L-O-A-E-T-U-S. Letus is the kind of happiness that comes from material things. It can be very strong, but it does not last. The happiness we get from material things, it doesn't last. Then the second level of happiness, he calls it Felix. F-E-L-I-X. Felix is the happiness that comes from ego gratification. That comes from comparison. When you feel that you are better than the other. Or considered better than the other person. This is the kind of love you experience when you win in sports or when you are elevated in your work, when you are promoted in your job. This is the kind of happiness you will experience. Then the third level of happiness, he calls it beatitudo. B-E-A-T-I-T-U-D-O. This is the kind of happiness that comes from doing good for others, making the world a better place. At this level of happiness, we move away from ourselves to focus on the well-being of others. At this level, in essence, our own happiness depends also on the happiness of others. Then the fourth level, which is the highest level of happiness, is called sublime beatitudo. This is the ultimate and the perfect happiness. Very difficult to explain. It involves searching for the fullness, searching for fullness, for perfection. And we may not experience this kind of happiness here on earth. Where we can explain that, where we can experience that, is in heaven. The perfect happiness, the ultimate happiness. Now, why am I saying all this? Why are we reflecting on all this happiness, love, and all that? You know, during this time of Christmas, when we say that we love God, we have to show it. We have to show that love to our neighbor. When we say that we are happy, what kind of happiness do you have? We have seen the four levels of happiness. When you are showing love, what kind of love are you showing? What kind of love are you receiving from others? People call love, they are love. No, we have different kinds of love. Now, do we forgive? Forgiveness is the attribute of the strong. The weak cannot forgive. To forgive is very difficult. But we must forgive. It's very important. Because Christ came to wipe away our sins, to redeem us from eternal damnation, and to teach us how to forgive. We must forgive. A man said to his wife, "Darling, why do you always remind me of my past mistakes? I thought you said you have forgiven me." And the wife said, "Well, I have forgiven you, but I want to make sure that you do not forget that I have forgiven you." Merry Christmas.